Yes, a very good afternoon to you. Or it's a good evening to you. Or it's a good morning, perhaps, whoever you are finding yourself in this beautiful continent due to the different time zone. My name is Kanyoko Kwanyoka, and this is the business and economic segment. It is our 1 hour show where I get the chance either to interview business people or entrepreneurs or innovators, or perhaps I give my opinion on economic matters. Give my suggestions and my hypothesis. And the main aim is just to contribute to the discourse. The main aim is just to facilitate the conversation, thinking and curiosity, changing and doing things differently. So even for today, we get a chance, or I get a chance to give my views or to give my suggestion on certain economic building matters. There are so many things that are interesting, and I wish we can have so many sessions where we talk, where we discuss, where we criticize each other, where we correct each other, and more importantly, where we get to find a better way to move forward. That why are we stuck? Why are we unable to solve certain things? And one thing, I said this before, and I think I need to keep talking about it more and more. I don't think we are getting the economic information. I don't think we are getting it. And I don't think we are interpreting and utilizing it to the extent it needs to be used. Like literally, newspapers and radios and news, whatever, are full of economic statistics. And they present or they represent opportunities. And you will get to see that your country is stuck in the mud and need to be pushed because we are not taking up these opportunities. We are not utilizing this economic information. We are not proactive. We are not responding to these economic gaps and deficits that exist in our trade statistics, production, manufacturing, everywhere. From the water sector to the electricity sector, the manufacturing sector, all of them are highlighting big, huge gaps. And right now I'm reading even in the maize industry, the same thing. In the fruit industry, the same thing. So meaning there is something that we need actually to teach ourselves so that we can actually go forward in terms of how do we solve economic problem and issues that faces our people. Where do we start when we are talking about growing the economy? Because I think people are coming up with a draft document, whatever. No, our documents are already done. The gaps and the deficit are clear every month. The statistical agencies and the Bank of Namibia and Agronomic are presenting these opportunities. We just need to compile them in such a way. And maybe say, if you want to be an entrepreneur, these are the sectors where you need to go. Because I am so puzzled of how we have so many entrepreneurial opportunities and why we are not actually going in a different direction in terms of what we are doing as a country. In many cases, I say perhaps, okay, it's capital, it's capital, it's capital. But I sometimes know. I'm disagreeing. I just think we are unable perhaps to convert this economic information into opportunities. Maybe that is the case. Maybe it's transforming these gaps into an economic opportunity and present it and try it. And that's not, I'm as I'm saying or as I'm presenting today is that perhaps do we have a problem of understanding where the economic opportunities are? Because in my case, in my hood, everybody just starting a tuck shop. Everyone is just starting a bar to distribute liquor. But then the statistics are loudly clear. Okay, water deficit, electricity what, grain what, fruit what, vegetable what, manufacturing what. But we are just starting bars or starting tuck shop or distributing or trading. Is it because we are unable to interpret these economic opportunities that are being presented in statistics? Or perhaps this business opportunity are just so bigger or beyond us? So we take up the opportunity. Which one is which? I think we need to interrogate and tell ourselves, like, why are we not participating in an economy at the highest level? Beautiful people. Because if this opportunity exists, if they are here, but we are only going to participate in an economy at the smallest level, where I started tax shop, where I started trading in fruit. But the gaps are here saying we need more electricity, we need more fruit, we need more water. So how come we are unable to enter this sector is the question. Where are the barriers? Because once we answer these questions, because now from the economic point, the information is so clear. One headline of an article present a business proposal to DBN or to the bank. But why are we not participating? Is it because we are unable to interpret this information, or we have been perhaps structured in such a way that we don't take up this type of business opportunities? We should just go become vendors and sell kapana, and that is it. And I'm not saying those are bad business opportunities. I'm just saying at the highest level, the media and the statistics are presenting what Namibia lacks, but we are not moving into such a direction. And that's why my key question is to say, are we unable to interpret these statistics and utilize them and turn them into opportunities they are and solve these problems?
So I will slow down again and say this, that I think there is a miscommunication in our economy. I think there is a lack of understanding. I do not know whom this lack of understanding maybe is more prevalent, but there is something which is we are missing. The policymakers and the entrepreneurs and the investors and all those that have capital. Because my observation is that our people want to participate in an economy, right? Many of us want to participate. Many of us want to do things, greater things. But how come the statistics are screaming opportunities? How come agronomic board is reporting that the country can't meet 180,000 of white maize need of the country? But we are not rushing into commercial agriculture. We are not rushing to de-risk the country, to de-risk the country from rain dependence. How come our policies are not rushing to address that? Because we keep screaming and highlighting the food insecurity, but now ask the tangible effort, policy, investment, capital deployment, training into making and producing people that are capable to produce. Irrigation. Water supply. Because the statistics are highlighting this, right? The statistics are screaming about these opportunities. But how come there is slow movement of people that are entering in such a sector? How come there is slow movement of investment and capital going into such a sector? So those are the key questions we need to address to say that there is something wrong in terms of when we are saying people should participate in an economy. When we drafting certain policies or certain documents about what need to be done about the country, I just think we are missing something, because every day I'm reading that, okay, the trade deficit, the climate change impact risk, the need to add value, the need to process things. Namibia sent how many kilograms of gold to South Africa unrefined? Namibia sent uranium into drums. Namibia do this, Namibia do that, Namibia do all that. Those are the statistics painting a picture of what actually need to be done and how we can actually push our people to participate in an economy at such a level. But if you look at where the people are participating, it's at the lowest level. They are just traders. So, and that's why now my presentation or my hypothesis today is to say, are we perhaps missing the bigger picture or unable to communicate these statistical numbers to our people to say this is where the opportunities are? Or perhaps are we unable to respond at the policy level and create the ground for people to take up these opportunities? Colleagues, I'm just asking this difficult question because how come all these things exist and the newspapers and the radios are highlighting it about the statistical deficit and gaps that exist within our economy, but the movement that we are making and the marching toward fulfilling or filling those gaps are not so captured, or they are not happening at a larger scale?
So in my submission, that there is something wrong with us in terms of interpreting perhaps economic statistics and how we can turn them into opportunities. And not only interpreting that, also at the policy level, that when we are hearing there is a certain gap, when we are hearing that the food insecurity is at what level, what moves do we make? So we have two people that perhaps are not getting what is being painted. Or perhaps those that are painting a picture like me, perhaps, are the ones which are not painting the picture so well. Let me go to the policymakers. There are three that need to make the moves. The policymakers, you as a politician, you as a policymaker, a leader in whatever ministry, you are hearing that there is a gap in a market, in a domestic market, and there is an opportunity that Namibian can actually participate to fill that gap. So the question is now, what do you do at the policy level to create an environment that will enable these two other people to participate? These are now the entrepreneur and the financier. So because there is now a gap, you now, as a policymaker, need to facilitate an environment to be created that will enable the entrepreneur and the financier to meet and fill the gap. So that's now I'm saying that either the policymaker not getting the picture, because we are not understanding each other in the Namibian economy. We are not understanding each other. I think we are just throwing tantrums around. Because the policymaker now see that, okay, cool, we are not producing enough maize, white maize, yellow maize, wheat. So you as agronomic board, what do you do? You as Minister of Agriculture, what do you do? Those are the key questions now at the policy level. Because I think we need to have an understanding that where do we start? Who's supposed to start? Does the entrepreneur supposed now to pick up the gap and run to the ministry? Or does the ministry supposed to pick up the gap and understand the gap and create the necessary environment which is needed for the city to be planted or the seedling to be planted? Who need to start? Because the statistics are clear, are there, that in 2023, you have imported 92,000 tons of white maize. You have paid almost more than $500 million in import. So who's supposed to take this information and do something about it is the key question. That who's supposed to do something? Who's supposed to prepare now this environment so that we can substitute the import of white maize? Because it has been seen that we are capable, we have the land, but then how do we go about it? At the policy level, what do you need to have in place? And that's what I'm saying, because the politician and the policymaker are throwing it under tantrums. No, Namibian should do what? Namibian should do what? No. Not Namibian should do what? You as a policymaker, after reading and getting the statistics in the newsletter of NEB, in Namibia Statistic Agency, in the Bank of Namibia, import statistics, we now get to sit down and see, okay, cool, this is how big the import is. We started the policy level. We started to clear the field first. What do we do to encourage more local growing?
What do we do? We start at the police level. We understood the statistic out. In 2023, we harvested 98,824 tons. A lot. But guess what? In 2024, we are only going to harvest around 32,000 tons. So can we understand what do we need to do at the policy level to clear the ground, to ensure we go back to 100,000 tons? At the policy level first, we start from there. So we can actually unleash the solutions and the mechanisms required by the commercial and the substance farmers to produce more. And this is where now we come to this point that how do we de-risk the country from rain dependence? And that is a policy level question. I'm learning that everything it has to start with a policy level. The de-risking of the agriculture sector. Beautiful people. Because now the main reason which is written by agronomic board is to say, due to the rainfall issues that the country faces, and that is not another premier problem first. No, due to the rainfall, due to the climatic change, we did not produce enough. So then now we come to the policy level. How do we de-risk the agriculture sector to produce more? How do we ensure that even if it does not rain adequately, what do we do to ensure that our production of white maize always reach 100,000? It's a key question we should now ask.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva Tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa nora hetatu natu. Bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Because I'm saying this and I'm suggesting this, that when we are receiving the statistics or the statistics about any deficit or gap or what is missing, or the fact that we have a lot of raw material and we are not processing them, I want us to sit down. Like, okay, the newspapers and the media can go ahead and report. But I think there is a misunderstanding among ourselves when it comes to economic building. When it comes to economic building, that where does it start? And that's why now I earlier suggest that we start with the policy level to say we are seeing now a statistical gap that exists in terms of production. We are seeing that now there is a possibility that we can produce more or that we can add value. So I think the first ground or the first response from us as a country is to look at the policy level to see what is at the policy level that we can change, that we can amend, that we can make better. I think that school of thought need to be entertained, that clarity need to be given, so that we do not have policymakers who are running to the public or to entrepreneur to say, solve the problem. Why are you not solving the problem? Why are you not producing more? Entrepreneurs, graduate, what? No, we have to understand that the first step of understanding these statistical points, these gaps and these deficits and this need to do this and that, it starts with clearing the ground. It starts with preparing the ground. I remember that the former Minister of Trade, Tate Twea, he used to make a joke that Namibia cannot even produce toothpick. Now, the key question is this. I was not that so by that time. We're supposed to ask Tate Twea and everybody at the trade ministry to say, did we prepare the ground for toothpick production? When you have identified that we are actually importing toothpicks from China, what was our country response at the policy level before we run it to entrepreneur? Because entrepreneurs do not operate in a vacuum. No game is played in a field which is not well prepared. Everything needs to be prepared well. The goalpost, the drawing, the sand, everything. So it means that everything starts with the policy. It starts at the policy level. The first response from us as a country, when we have identified a gap, when we want to solve something, it's supposed to, we look in our regulatory framework and the policy framework that what the provision, what can we change to enable the production of a certain product, a certain good. That should be the first response from us as a country. Not the criticism, not the shaming, not the pointing fingers. No, we just say, okay, cool. Minister of Trade, National Planning, Minister of Health, Minister of what? What the policy level can we push, can we change? Which municipality is the land? Where are these raw materials allocated so we can create a sort of a production zone there to enable the production of this particular good? I think that this should be the first response. Beautiful people. We need to have a serious conversation about economic building. And I think me and the rest of us, and me and many Africans, we have actually misunderstood. We've actually misunderstood. Misunderstood the economic building aspect of our economy and where do we need to start. And in my suggestion, as I continually study, as I continually observe and listen to ourselves, I realize that there is a lack of understanding among ourselves. There is a lack of understanding of where do we start? Because I think we are running it to entrepreneurs to solve the problem. We are running it to banks. We are running it to financiers, to asset managers to solve the problem. And this is why Namibia is characteristic as a very risky country. That this is why enterprises or SMEs or startups in Namibia are characterized as so risky. Because the risk, the main risk I'm foreseeing is emanating from the regulatory vagueness and the lack of incentive and the lack of support from the policy level. That is where the risk is emanating from, for me. So at this juncture, we, as I said, we have to understand the route that we have to take in terms of our building and achieving whatever we want to achieve. And as I said, that the police consideration is the most important thing. And I'm also learning this when I'm looking at the hydrogen and everyone from Europe. Actually, in many cases, whenever the European or the Western investors are coming to Africa, coming to Namibia, the most thing is that they force our leaders to change or amend certain laws. They force our leaders to come up with certain incentives, whether they are physical or tax related or not. They make them to go in certain agreement that, okay, give us free water, give us cheap water, amend your tax laws, make sure that there are no labor, you know, meaning that they first fix the policy level. And that is the ground. They de-risk their project from any policy related risk. And I wonder now also that as we look at these big gaps and the deficit in the agriculture sector, in the manufacturing sector, we in order for us to take up these opportunities and before we run to entrepreneurs to say, increase your production, increase your whatever, let us first do it internally as a ministry. That we have gathered these various gaps or deficits that exist in the production of bread, in the production of maize meal, in the production of whatever. And there is also consideration for us to start processing lithium. Our cabinet has passed a resolution that no more rare earth minerals should be sent outside. So that should not only be a directive or a command at the cabinet level, but the cabinet should also go further to say, all right, now how do we facilitate the processing of lithium, cobalt, iron, and whatever? How do we facilitate the assembling and the manufacturing of solar panels in Namibia. I think that is the key question. My leadership in any ministry barely go to a certain extent and solve. They are so good at saying, okay, kuna, we will stop, we will whatever, tell entrepreneurs, all this. No, the most critical question to my leadership, and if anybody is listening, at the cabinet level, in any particular ministry, is to say, how do we facilitate mining ownership, processing of anything, increase maize production? That is one key question we should answer. And I love the fact that recently the Minister of Agriculture has answered that question in an aspect to say, we are going to de-risk it, some of our green scheme, from electricity issues. We are going to go renewable. And now, that is key. That is a basic component we haven't been doing. And I'm so proud of the Minister of Agriculture for going like that, because we have been seeing what is happening in the Kavango regions with the green schemes, that they are all suffering, unable to produce adequately because of water issues, but mostly because of the cost of electricity. So beautiful people. I want to emphasize that the first step in taking advantage of the gaps and the deficit and the shortage that exist in Namibia and facilitating our people to participate is solving the policy dilemmas, incentives, and whatever you can offer to the entrepreneurs. And as I said, we should learn something from the European, what they are doing to us. That whenever they come, they go straight to State House to say, guys, fix the law before we come. And I think we've been so blind to that at our municipality level, these guys, they're just lying idle like rocks, wishing that investment will come and somebody will set up something. Instead of looking at how do we incentivize? How do we create such an environment within Ondangwa, within Oshakati, and Nana, Khibio, and Tintabis, wherever, that will make any young man from the University of Management to come and set up a shoe manufacturing here? Because they have been taught, because they've been guided. They are chemical engineers, like literally a chemical engineer to come and make washing powder in Arandes. That should be that. How do I unlock that at the highest level using the policy and our bylaws within our town? That should be one of the key questions at the policy level. So the other component, after we have identified the gaps, the deficit, and the shortage in a certain industry, in a certain product, a certain services, we now move to the second approach. After completing the first one, which is the policy intervention, preparing the ground, preparing the field work, I do understand that we are not entrepreneurial orientated people back in the days. And yes, we have transitioned, we have moved. Some of us are picking up this and that, and we are fitting in, we are going in, we are joining the economy. But my worry is here that if you look at our participating in the economy, especially the natives, the previously disadvantaged, or those who have been disadvantaged by the economic structures and the colonial and the repossessing, and if you look at the extent and how far and which sector we are participating, you can also agree to say that I don't think we are hearing or understanding what need to be done and where the gaps and the deficit exist. Because most of us are still participating at the lowest level of the economy and in the smaller sector. It's like it's reserved for us to own a bank, it's reserved for us to own a mine, is reserved for us to own a production or a processing plant. And that now need to change. That need to change. So the issue could be that as we tell the graduate to go create jobs, as we tell entrepreneurs to take up opportunities, the issue could be that there is maybe a little understanding of the scope of the opportunity that exists. Because when you do not understand the scope of the opportunity, it will be very difficult for you to estimate the capital required, the work and the skill set required. And that's why if you look at many of us are just participating at the lowest level in this economy. We are participating at the lowest level. Either you are selling fed cokes, you're ordering something from China. You're ordering things from China. Or, yeah, you have a tuck shop. Just the basic man. Or you literally just waiting for somebody to come and do it from somewhere. And you look for a job. And to me now, this is actually the most dangerous part. Because we are not participating in an economy at the highest level. Most of the consultants in the Ministry of Trade, in the United Nations, in the banking sector, in the mining sector, in the fishing sector, are done by who? They are mostly done by people who are coming from outside. So it highlighted, are we not trusting ourselves? Or is it that we domestically, we are not stepping up to fill those roles and those gaps? Which one? And I think it's a combination. Because every new sector which is created in Namibia is created by somebody from outside. The consultations, the feasibility studies are done by somebody from outside. So it highly creates a certain level of where we are and our ability to take up certain gaps, fill the deficits and the shortage that exist. And that is a vulnerability in terms of building an inclusive economy, because we have people and we have the statistical gaps and the demand gap that exists and the shortage and the lack of goods. But nobody is making the moves. Nobody is turning up. So is it the language that we are communicating to entrepreneurs? Is it how we are writing the article that Namibia need around 100,000 tons of maize? Perhaps how should we have that conversation? How should we write such type of articles? So, you see, that is where now the problem is. We do not even know that. Why are Namibia not going into commercial farming? Even though they can't produce their own fruit. Even though they are buying potatoes from South Africa. Is it really the capital requirement which is actually stopping everybody? So we need to have that good understanding. What is it really? Because since I have started writing, I've highlighted the need for potatoes production. Guess what? Until today, no month where we are closing the border. So now you have to ask a question like, okay, cool. If you are in a tundra, you have access to land. If you are in Shadikongoro or Ndongalinene and you are not rushing to go produce potatoes if you have the land and the water, why? Why are you not? What is stopping you? So I'm trying to debunk this thing that, okay, is it the policy-making level or is it the entrepreneurs who are not understanding the statistical gaps that exist and the fact that it needs to be filled? Who is not getting the message of the gaps and the shortage that exist in our economy? Who is not getting, and why are they not getting it? Is it because Namibia Statistic Agency and Bank of Namibia, your books are too thick, your water are too thick, agronomic, your statistics are very difficult to understand? What is it? Because agronomic monthly thing just say open and closing the border. And you can actually compile a whole trend of opening and closing the border to have an indication of how huge the gap and and the deficit is. So then if that trend already exists of open and close border for potatoes and for whatever, why are you not taking advantage of it and started producing that spinach? Why am I not? Why are the entrepreneurs and the horticulture students and the graduate, those people with the skill set, why are they unable to take up such opportunities? So it needed a bit of interrogation to say, is it the language being used in terms of interpretation, in terms of how we say it, or why are the gaps and the deficit still exist? We need to understand that. We need to understand that so we can sit in a room and to say, the entrepreneurs are blaming youth policymakers.
or the policymakers are blaming you and the preneurs. Because at this stage, there is a blaming game happening between entrepreneurs and the policymakers and the public. The public are saying you policymakers are lazy. People like me are saying, okay, cool, entrepreneurs, you might not be, maybe, maybe. Then we, all of us, we are blaming the banks. But the statistics keep growing, the gap keep widening. Who is not doing what? And at what stage do we need to start? So entrepreneurs, I think, the seminars, now this for my entrepreneurs, I've already spoken to the policymakers. For entrepreneurs, I really, really think we all need economists. We all need economists or market researchers. And I think this subject needs to be strengthened at every level. But as soon as a kid is leaving school, he or she need to understand market dynamics, what is happening in our society, to be able to read the gaps and the shortage and the deficits that exist. And we should also teach them, to enable them to convert this information into a proposal, into a project that is looking for funding or is looking for capital. Because right now, we have so many people unemployed at home with their skills, but we have a shortage of tomatoes. We are buying refrigerated or frozen potato cut from South Africa. Meaning there is a gap. Meaning there is a shortage. So then now is actually we our ability to bring together all the factors of production. The entrepreneurs, the machinery, the policymakers, and the raw material. And that is, I think, the most difficult thing that we are failing to do. And I don't know. No, not that I do not know. I think somebody is forgetting their role. Because now we are just pointing fingers to each other. While every month we are going to buy potato from South Africa. So the key question should be now, us arriving at this juncture, to be able to convert this shortage and deficit into a business so we supply ourselves. But the entrepreneurs are unable to take up the gaps. The entrepreneurs are unable to fill the gaps and to supply what is being demanded by the Namibian people. Only few of them are going beyond selling kapana and selling tomatoes and having a tax shop. Only few of them are going there. So what is keeping the majority down, unable to participate in those high-level sectors, is the key question. And we need to answer that. Because if the information and the statistic exist, if the unemployment is there, everybody want to build wealth, how come many Namibians are not racing up to the occasion to supply the deficit unless it's beer? So in every village you go, beer is there. How are we unable to take up opportunity of selling or producing anything just like we distribute beer? It's a question that is actually challenging me, that Namibians are willing actually to start 20 bars even at one place and compete for 200 customers. But our willingness to start producing tomato, to start producing eggs, to start making cakes, whatever, man, or even to start processing gold here where it's not clouded, we are not going there. We are not going there. So we need to interrogate and ask this question, that if you have so many social decay and social issues such as unemployment and low salaries and you are an importing country, so all these statistics are pointing to economic opportunity that your people can take, but your people are barely engaging to such a high level of making a beer bottle, of making a beer cap. Our cell phone cover, we import them. All these import deficit and import statistics are all pointing to an economic opportunity that exists within the country. And yes, somebody will say, if you understand economic, you will understand that your country need what absolute advantage or competitive advantage and all these things. I do disagree with the old economic theories. Because now technology can be
bought, can be imported. Japan and China did the same thing by just improving what existed. So the key question now is that there are opportunities, economic opportunities lying around, but our people are not able to transform them and to utilize them, to tend to so they created their own employment. And the key question also become now that, is it our people who are unable, our young people who are unable, or the collective system that's supposed to facilitate economic empowerment is also dysfunctional, not working? That should be the highest question that we have. Because I'm saying that we are blaming the graduate. We are blaming the education system. We are blaming the politician. We are blaming ourselves. So if you look at that, all that number of blame, it tells you that the whole system is not functioning. Because if a young boy from Ondananga cannot own a mine, no matter how much he try, he can only work for it. It means there is a problem with the functionality of the empowering system, of the economic building. It means the policy is not working, the environment is not conducive, the education is work, and also perhaps the young person is unable to get that fire out of him. And if all the systems are not working, it also means the young boy or the young child is already decapitated. So I have looked at, when I was writing something on the agriculture sector these days, about that only 18% of Namibia white maize, of Namibia need for white maize will be supplied locally. Then I look at myself like, we have been doing this. I've been writing this. How come we are unable to take up this opportunity and expand our production or output? What is stopping us is the key question. So the question still exists, that if there is a need for processing uranium and for processing copper, and we are highlighting it in every monthly write-up, NSA tell us how much has been extracted from our mines, and that shows economic opportunity for our people, how come we are not participating into it? You know, that is just the key question I want to ask. Like the mainstream, majority of us, you'll find that is at the open market. That is where many of us are operating or working. How many of us are in the mining sector as owners, as shareholders, solving this deficit problem and the processing problem that we have? That's why I'm saying that we are just throwing around the statistic of deficit and shortage. Nobody's saying anything that, okay, you can turn perhaps the shortage or the shortage or the deficit or the demand, whatever, unfulfilled market or inadequate supply into something. That is the key question. And that's what I'm saying now. I'm questioning our statistical presentation and our statistical report so that we can understand within our line of our system of economic communication, where are we doing wrong? Where are we going wrong? What is missing that we need to solve? So that these statistical gaps, can be filled by Namibians. I don't want to meet people who are saying, no, we are taking our project NIPDB so NIPDB can go with it to UK, wherever, so we find investors. Ugh. We need to domesticate things. Why always somebody from somewhere is the one taking up the opportunity? If you look at the investment that are coming from Namibia, people are going to use iron ore for something. This one are going to do what? This one are going to do what? We have been having an oversupply of tomatoes. So we need somebody to do tomato paste. But until now, no Namibian is jumping in to solve this problem. Me and you are not. But we have been reporting on it. So, and that's why I'm questioning that. Is it the graduates that are not getting the information as it being communicated? Is it the entrepreneurs who are not getting the message? And perhaps what type of entrepreneurs are we having? Are they organic entrepreneurs who meant to solve problems, right? Because if so, there Namibia has so many. Namibia has so many deficits and issues. And how come we are not jumping in? How come we are not jumping in? How come we are all at work? We are all at the Ogulyangava Stop and Shop selling. How come we are all employees for European-made, South African-made companies? It shows you that our understanding of entrepreneurship and economic participation is narrow. It shows that weakness. And I'm saying that weakness is coming from the fact that we, it's our inability. It's our inability is in our inability to take up these economic information collectively, policymakers and entrepreneurs and financiers, and come up with a project to solve them. Beautiful people. We need now to have a serious conversation. Otherwise, we will keep reporting on economic matters that ourselves are not even are not taking up. So then what is the use of the villager reporting on how much we have mined or extracted every month of gold and copper, when unfortunately we take that copper elsewhere? We can't process it here. Guys, it's, so I'm embarrassed of myself that I keep writing, I keep doing this, but okay, where am I telling? Then I say, okay, I'm not an entrepreneur. But it seems like also the entrepreneur not getting the message. It seems like also the policymakers are not getting the message. So we need to interrogate now, who is not getting the message? Is it the financer? Because somebody will ask you to say, oh no, this is not bankable or it's not feasible. You cannot tell me that I'm producing maize, white maize, and you are telling me that my project is not bankable. It means you haven't been following the agricultural statistic that says Namibia can only meet 18% of its white maize need. Imagine that. So if you are telling that my project about milling maize in Namibia, it's a lucrative business because we have processed 3,000 tons into maize flour that we have exported. Those are the statistics, guys. Those are the statistics. So then how come we are not running and jumping into maize production? Colleagues, I think I don't know who is not understanding the statistical importance. I don't know who is not understanding the magnitude. Of these gaps that exist in Namibia and how they can actually be a big deal in Southern Africa.
and that you can become a millionaire, billionaire if you solve them. And as I said earlier, like, okay, cool. I have spoken to the policymakers and to the entrepreneurs. Now there is also another person in an economy, which is the financiers, the banks, the asset managers, and the fund managers, the custodian of the cap of capital. And these are the educated people, as we said. CAs, CFAs, level whatever of whatever in finances, actuarials, and economists. And you are the people who are reading this headline. Are you telling me that every day you hear about potato import, are you not convinced that if you fund any potato farm in Namibia, if you fund any potato farm in Namibia, you make money? Are you telling me that that is not a bankable project? Because we are importing potatoes. And I was also with a potato farmer somewhere there in Tumab, and he say, by the time they harvest, all their potato already taken up by off-takers. So then how come we are not expanding in potato production if there is such a big market? So you're telling me that you asset managers and fund managers and banks, Agribank, DBN, you are not getting this proposal. Then if you are not, then there is miscommunication in the Namibian economy. Because I think we, the newspapers and the media, are just writing. Namibia statistics, you're just making statistics for nothing. Agronomic is the same thing. Because if the financiers are not seeing the gaps and they are rejecting all these agricultural proposals, then there is something wrong with us. Because who then do we expect to solve all this industrial deficit, all this demand shortage and demand gaps, inadequate supply in Namibia, the import substitution strategy, replacing what we are importing for what we can produce inside? I think it's a fallacy. I think it's a dream. Beautiful people. We need to come to this level that how come all these gaps are persisting for 10 years, 15 years, and 20 years? Do you think a shortage like that will exist in the United States? Unless they truly, truly do not have the technology and the know-how and the laborer to produce such a good. Or they have strategically positioned the production in Singapore or Malaysia because maybe labor is cheaper there. But is that what we did? Is that why we are not solving our shortages and gaps in our economy? I want to understand, like at the highest level. I want to understand. Because we need to solve these things. We cannot be turning around and turning around. Every month, we are reporting on the same thing. Namibia deficit have reached what? Namibia have reached a deficit of what? Is the same every year. And many of us, are you not finding this as a red flag, an economic red flag? It says that we are not capable. It says that we are not participating. It says that we are not hungry enough. And that's why it's so puzzling. When you have young unemployed people, when you have the Namibian government needing money, when you have a lot of foreigners coming to Namibia to do the work, you have the highest inequality. You have the lowest participation of your people in the mainstream of the economy. But we have so many shortage and gaps and whatever that exist. So we literally need to come to a point in an agreement and ask ourselves, is it perhaps the miscommunication? Are we not understanding what is needed by the economy? Are we perhaps not just understanding? Are we perhaps not communicating well? What is missing if every month Namibia Statistic Agency produces statistics about our trade matters? Agronomic release a monthly think. of when the border will be open and closed about our import. What we are importing is clearly outlined. It's known how much we are importing in beer, in alcohol, in tomatoes, in what, in meat, in what. We know. The livestock board always release the type of meat that we're importing. Guys, we're importing even meat, red meat. Yes, we are. And the northern farmers, are you not listening? Are you not hearing that we're importing that so you can increase your production and farm at the commercial level? Which one is not happening? Who is not communicating? Is it me who is writing the statistics? Or is it you as a business not understanding? Not understanding. Because how come then? Beautiful people. We need to understand. We need to reach a consensus. Is the financier, is the entrepreneurs, or is it the policymaker? Who is not utilizing this economic information? Beautiful people. I want to understand. I want to understand. Because I think there is some misunderstanding among each other, among us in economic building, and we still demand and cry of certain things not being done. Our people not getting job, our people not getting what? Wealth distribution, inequality. More importantly, economic participation. But what are we doing about it? Policymakers, entrepreneurs, and financiers, and maybe trade facilitators, a combination of those. Beautiful people.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
So as we now go ahead and write about these statistical presentations of our economy in terms of deficit, in terms of shortage, in terms of supply, inadequate supply, in terms of demand not being fulfilled, in terms of our trade and our import, we have to realize or to understand that these presentations or statistical presentations are being done for three people mostly to act on them. Number one is the policymakers. The policymakers need to make the environment so conducive, so good, so enabling in terms of infrastructure, both physical and soft. They need to be there. And more importantly is the legislative component or the policy component, incentives, talking to the municipality and bringing them on board. Because I think that we are speaking at different languages. Because the ministers are saying we have done this policy and this and that. Because a policy needs to be domesticated by Rakana. Ocha need to domesticate that policy to enable the production that we seek. Because even if we create a policy and the municipality level is not domesticated, it also again creates problems. It does not solve the problem. So because now like Ocho or Otavi, you are at the center of almost that of the major triangle. You can facilitate even more milling companies. You can avail land for milling companies so that no maize go to waste. You can avail land to build the silos because you are closer to the maize producers. So all these intervention that we're going to do at the policy level need to be done together with the municipalities. They need to domesticate to enable the production of whatever we want to produce. Because we cannot keep on complaining not having a desalination plant, but what are we doing at the policy level to facilitate the private sector to come in and desalinate the water? So meaning that the statistical presentation of the gaps and the shortage that exists in our economy It presents an opportunity to our policymakers to look at what they are doing in the policy and the incentives that they have in place, that what can we do? And the municipality bylaws and the land laws and everything, that the laws and the policies that we have, are they enabling the creation of the enterprises or the manufacturing that we seek or the service company that we seek? So the policymaker need to act to the statistic in such a way. Then now we come to the entrepreneurs, and this is actually maybe going to be one of also difficult and easier, because we are already hungry, because we are already unemployed. But the statistics keep highlighting the opportunity that are coming, but we are not actually acting either fast, or we are not actually just taking an initiative to say, if it's maize, what can I do as a crop farmer, as a horticulture student, or whoever I am, as a welder? We have copper, we have iron, we have all these things that we are exporting in a raw form, as the statistic says. So now, this thing of being an entrepreneur, where do I fit in? Which one must I beneficiate and add value to? Yeah, I think it's now going to be very difficult, because understanding the value chain and the supply chain, and also the chemical or the engineering involved in processing copper and processing iron could be tricky. But this is where I want us to participate in this economy. Not only at the lowest of them all, where we only have to sell capanna and sell tomatoes that have been produced by other people. No, we also need to step up if we want to participate, and if we want to be significant in this economy, we have to be at such a level. So beautiful people. The statistics are making noise. The statistics are screaming of the opportunity that they exist, right? So can we organize ourselves in a different manner that we never did before, that these are the opportunities that exist? You do not only have to be an employee. Two or three people really need to step up to create the companies that the foreigners are coming to create. And those foreigners are looking at the statistical shortage and the gap that exists in the Namibian economy. So we now need to take a step. And I know we can't do it alone. And that's why the last person is the financiers. That if we are willing to take the risk to do the welding under the ocean, if I start my marine welding company, will the banks and the asset manager come to my rescue? Because there are only two marine welders in Namibia. Now imagine the oil and the gas and everything, but we only have two welders that can do welding under the ocean. So now if any young company who graduated from VTC with his welding certificate and go to the bank and go to the asset manager, will you give him capital or you're going to say it's risky? So now these three people are the only people who can solve these economic issues, the shortage, the gaps and the deficits that exist. But only if all of them realize their role. The financiers are rejecting that. The policymakers are not preparing the ground. We, the young people and the educated and the entrepreneurs, are not understanding the statistics, or perhaps are not willing to go an extra mile. So we have to come at that level where our thinking and our way of doing things need to change, because it will be useless to the journalist and the analyst who are giving us these statistics, and the statistician who are preparing them, because they are giving us a picture and they are telling us a picture of what exists and what we can do. Beautiful people. So, colleagues, we truly, truly, truly have to move and look at this statistic and look at these numbers and be able to interpret them and convert them into bankable project that our policymakers are ready to create the environment, that our financiers and the capital holders or capital managers are ready to channel the capital to us, because it's already presented in the statistical presentation of the gaps and the deficit and the shortage and the import that we have in this country. So meaning there is so much that we can do. We can go deep and see where we have a comparative advantage, where we can import the technology, where we have the skill set, and narrow them that what can we do to beneficiate or to add value, to produce more. I think it's possible. We just need now to understand each one role, the policymaker, the financial and entrepreneurs. Because right now we are throwing tasks to each other that are not meant for me. Now the entrepreneur scammer should be there out there screaming and demanding that things to be changed. No, the policymaker, all of us understanding the language being communicated by the statistic that Namibia need to produce more maize. All of us will act. Policymakers will create an environment. Entrepreneurs, I'm ready to risk myself as an entrepreneur, have my 200 and draft of the proposal, do the assessment to know that I have the labor available, then go to the finance and tell them. So if the three of us can come together in such a way, we don't need so many report and assessment and research when the statistics are clear on the opportunity that exists. So we need really, really, if we are going to promote more DDI, domestic direct investment, which will now enable more Namibian to participate in an economy and ownership, we have to understand our role to solve these statistical gaps or opportunities that are being presented. So colleagues, are you ready to act on this one, or we can continue pointing fingers toward each other? Because I don't think the pointing fingers is working. We have failed multiple times to it. And we are stuck here 20 years of importing maize, 20 years of importing wheat, 20 years of importing apples, 20 years of importing mushroom, 20 years of importing leather, everything. And this statistic, we report on them daily. So we have to stop just the reporting for the sake of reading and get the policymakers to do their job, get the financier to do their job, get the entrepreneurs to do their job. And I think if these three people work together so well, we are going to solve so many gaps and shortage and inadequate supply that exists in our economy. And in other words, they are economic opportunity that will enable more DDI, domestic direct investment, and more local participation. So with that, colleagues, that was my presentation. Those were my thoughts on the statistic that we keep reporting on, but we are slowly or not actually attending to them. But they present better and big opportunities, economic opportunities for us who are not actually involved in an economy. So those who write, keep writing. Those who analyzing, keep analyzing. But please, those who are supposed to know this information now need to take it. The policymaker, the entrepreneur, and the financiers. And collectively, I think they can find a solution to the shortage and to the gap that exists in the Namibian economy. So with that, my name is Kanjoko Gamekulu Nkwanyoka, and this was our edition for today. As we keep saying that, we just keep adding, man. We just keep having a conversation and stimulating our mind to do better in terms of economic building. So with that, have a very good night.